This is a time I've been looking for a long, long time.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid acknowledged the momentousness of winning bipartisan support for immigration reform. Democrats and Republicans agreed that an immigration system that has allowed 11 million undocumented foreigners into the country needs fixing. Marco Rubio, himself a son of Cuban immigrants, said it also scares away skilled professionals.
Should we be deporting the best graduates at some of our universities, world-class physicists and scientists and people in technology and engineering and math? And yet that's the way functionally our immigration system works right now.
The bill proposed by Rubio and others would allow undocumented foreigners to apply for citizenship after a 13-year wait. But fellow Republican Jeff Sessions of Alabama voted against even considering it.
This bill is going to allow more workers to come into this country than we've ever allowed before at a time when unemployment is an extraordinary high, our ability to reduce unemployment is down, wages are down, and we are falling below, our workers are falling below inflation rate in their wages for years.
Republicans are expected to submit a slew of amendments, including one on border security that could kill the bill. At the White House, President Barack Obama urged Congress to pass the reform this summer.
There's no good reason to play procedural games or engage in obstruction just to block the best chance we've had in years to address this problem in a way that's fair to middle-class families, to business owners, to legal immigrants.
Across from the Capitol, young immigrants who have lived much of their lives in limbo demonstrated in favor.
It's sad because I've been here since I was a year old. The United States has been the only home I've ever known, and I love my community. All I want to do is give back to my country.
All the people that are here in D.C. fighting and all the undocumented people in the nation are Americans, but just without papers, and all we want to do is contribute to society.
As we move forward, I want the amendment process to be as open as possible.
The Senate Majority Leader and other proponents know they will need an overwhelming majority if the bill is to have a chance in the Republican-controlled House of Representatives. Jerome Sokolovsky, VOA News, the Capitol.